China says the U.S. currency bill would do some damage to relations.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects the United States. Legislation to penalize China for manipulating its currency made it past one hurdle, passage in the U.S. House. If the Senate goes along, the new law would allow the U.S. government to slap tariffs on countries such as China that undervalue their currencies, making their goods cheaper than American products. And what does China have to say about all this? Here's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz.
For all the vitriol spewed at it from Capitol Hill, China had a cool and collected response. A spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry shrugged off the vote, saying if the bill passed into law, it would breach the rules of the World Trade Organization.
Honestly, I think the Chinese ministry is right. I think it would be a violation.
Brian Mercurio is an expert on WTO law at Hong Kong University. He's one of several trade lawyers we spoke to who said the law would be a clear violation of WTO rules. Mercurio says the U.S. is in a tough position.
They could bring China to the WTO and claim a breach under the subsidies agreement, etc., or they could take their domestic action and then let China be the one who brings a case. I mean, I think there's risks to both strategies here.
And he's not even mentioning the risk of success. If the U.S. were to persuade the WTO to punish China for manipulating its currency, it wouldn't mean the renaissance of U.S. manufacturing, says Mercurio. It would just mean more cheap goods would start coming from places like Vietnam and Indonesia instead. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
The Irish finance minister said today his country's public finances are, quote, horrendous. He made that claim while announcing how much a huge bank bailout in Ireland could cost. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London to talk about the plan. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So the finance minister says horrendous. How bad is the Irish fiscal situation?
It's horrendous. He's right. Bailing out the Anglo-Irish Bank and other lenders hit by Ireland's property crash could wind up costing the Irish taxpayers more than $60 billion, a very big sum for a small economy. The finance minister, Brian Lenihan, admits this could push Ireland's budget deficit this year to an astonishing 32% of GDP, 32%. But Lenihan says there's no alternative to the bailout. If, for example, a bank the size of Anglo-Irish went bust, it could bring down the whole Irish economy. Lenihan says that this bailout sum is huge, but he's confident it will work.
It is a manageable figure, and it does ensure that our banking system and the crisis in our banking system caused by reckless lending earlier in this decade is finally resolved and dealt with.
Now, Stephen, that optimism aside, the situation in Ireland is pretty bad. But how does it compare with the rest of Europe?
Well, the Irish deficit will be the worst in Europe this year, no doubt about that. But it's pretty clear other countries in the Eurozone are looking pretty sickly, too. Moody's, the credit rating agency, downgraded Spain's government bonds today, down a notch from the top rating. Moody's cited Spain's low economic growth rate as a factor. And accountancy firm Ernst & Young has produced a gloomy report today on the Eurozone as a whole. It's predicting low growth and high unemployment. And it says, given the banking problems in countries like Ireland, it's still possible that a Eurozone country could default and that the single currency, the euro, could break up.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
European shares are down at the moment. Sovereign debt issues weighing in on markets in Europe, with stocks down about 0.5% or so. Asian shares were down as well today. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P and NASDAQ shed a few points. The Dow slid 22, less than 0.25% to close at 10,835. Later this morning, we'll get some important economic numbers. Analysts expect weekly initial jobless claims to show a small dip. We'll also get a final revision to the second quarter GDP. The last reading put the annual growth rate at 1.6%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. And by the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM.
BP's incoming chief executive Bob Dudley takes the helm tomorrow, but he's already shaking things up. He's ousted a top manager and announced a new safety czar, but it may take more than change at the top to reform BP's culture. Reporter Janet Babin has more.
The most urgent item on Bob Dudley's agenda is to clean up BP's public image. He's created a whole new division dedicated to safety with the authority to intervene if standards are ignored. Amy Jaffe with Rice University says it's a good start, but she says managers at the top have to make it worthwhile for workers to put safety over productivity.
Put it into your compensation package that you get a compensation bonus based on your safety record. Other companies have done it through promotions. People who are competing for similar jobs, their safety record will be taken into account.
Others argue that BP needs to work from the bottom up. Jorge Piñon is a former BP executive, now at Florida International University.
Boy, I can come out with a very fancy new organization, and I can throw a lot of money at it, and I can come up with the best manuals. It comes down to that individual. It comes to that operator.
But while BP figures out how to make this new safety culture stick, its competitors focus on expansion. Analyst Maddie Taitnin covers BP at research firm IHS Herald.
Their competitors don't have the same liability issues to deal with that BP does, so BP will be at an inherent disadvantage just from allocation of resources going forward, so that'll be a challenge it will have to overcome.
BP plans to sell $30 billion in assets to cover the cash needed to clean up the Gulf spill. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally, Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein told an audience in Brussels the other day his investment bank is quite portable. It wasn't that long ago he famously said his firm does God's work. Well, the Financial Times reports Blankfein made it clear that if stricter financial regulations go into effect in a place like, say, Europe, then God's work can move somewhere else. In other words, the Lord giveth, Lloyd Blankfein can taketh away. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.